You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hey, welcome back to Proof Text. I'm Dr. Mario, and this is What's in the Name. We're walking through the brothers, the sons, the 12 tribes, as it were, and the names that are there in the Pentateuch. So we call this section Pertinent Pentateuch Names. We last talked about the idea of Reuben. So let's now consider the next sibling in line, and that's Simeon. Simeon. Now, the irony of Simeon's name really comes in his name and the story behind how he got his name. Because interestingly, Leah, who is the eldest of the two sisters that Jacob had married, Leah is the one that birthed, of course, Reuben, and now she is birthing this next son's name, and this is Simeon. Now, Simeon's name means to be heard, so we get it as Shimeon in the Hebrew. Shema is to hear, right? Well, why is his name being pulled from the story of Leah? This is sort of kind of like Samuel, Shemael, like the Lord heard, and that was in regards to Hannah's cry. In this instance of Simeon, the Lord is hearing the cry again, but of Leah. But the cry of Leah is not that she's destitute without a son, but rather the cry of Leah is actually that she feels unloved, unwanted, maybe unheard, uncared for by the Jacob character, the Israel character, the patriarch, right? And so she feels unloved. And it's not that hard to see why and how, because Leah's not really Israel's favorite wife. That would be the other sister that is loved. And so Leah feels unloved, betrayed maybe, something along those lines. And she cries out to God, and God hears her cry that she feels unloved and gives her a son. And his name is Shimeon, and his name means to be heard. She was heard by God. Now, again, sort of kind of like we had Reuben and these other names, there's a lot of poignancy and irony both in these names and their stories. On one hand, his name means that God heard her. On another hand, Simeon is going to act ironically and not hear the cries of his younger sibling, but rather want to send him off into slavery, which ultimately culminates in Joseph being in Egypt. And so whatever happened in that instance, Simeon didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to hear that his father loved Joseph so much. He didn't want to hear the dreams that Joseph had dreamed in regards to his brothers and his family. He didn't want to hear it. But thankfully, later on, Simeon actually sort of kind of redeems his name in that he goes and he and the siblings, whenever a famine comes into the land of Canaan, they go down to Egypt, which I like to call Walmart of the ancient world. They go down to Egypt, and there, ultimately, the young brother, Benjamin, is brought forth to Joseph and is arrested. And Simeon says, no, 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 keep me instead. So Simeon actually hears the cries of his younger sibling, Benjamin, and he does what is right, and he presents himself as a way and a means of protecting his younger sibling. Now, whenever we go to the New Testament, I want us to consider the first of all, there's a lot of people in the New Testament that their Hebrew name is Simeon, okay? Or Simon, as it might be translated into the Greek. But the one that I want to talk about is this guy named Simeon in Luke chapter 2. This man is full of the Holy Spirit, it says. He's at the temple, and he has been praying for his entire life to see Israel restored. This is sort of kind of, I like to say, the moment of Simeon wanting to restore and protect Benjamin in the story back in the book of Exodus, Genesis rolling into Exodus. And so now we have this man in the temple. He's been praying his entire life for the restoration of Israel. And then he sees Jesus do a miracle and he falls down on his feet. He grabs the arm of Jesus. He begins praising God that the Lord and the Messiah has come and I've been waiting my entire life for this. And so he is now seeing restoration. Behold, the family is restored. This, I believe, is just parallel to probably how Simeon we weeps whenever Joseph reveals himself to the brothers and he sees his father weep over him and the family is restored. Simeon in the New Testament, this character in Luke 2, does the very same thing. So what does this have to do with us, Mario? Well, I would like to say that maybe there's two ways that you can live out the life of Simeon. One way is that maybe you have had some cries in your life and you need to be reassured that the Lord hears your cries. But also another way that you could live out the life of Simeon is that you could betray your siblings, other Christians, we might say, and you might be selling them off to other people because you don't want them to get the honor and the glory and whatever is due to them for what the Lord is doing in their life. Man, I would much rather be the Simeon that prays my entire life, Lord, restore your people, restore Israel, restore the church, please, dear God. I'd rather like the Luke to Simeon, and I hope and pray that my life resembles that, and that I'm not envious of a sibling that is getting honorific titles from the Father and blessings for things that God is doing in their life. May we all spend our lives hoping and praying for the restoration of God's people so that the Lord might get the glory and the honor there. This is just a short little concept in regards to Simeon's name. I hope you like this. Go read his story and consider every name in the New Testament that is Simon or Simon or Shimeon and think, is this fulfilling one part of Simeon or the other part? Blessings. I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye now.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.